91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Yeah. the gum tray, lovely. Come on, here you are. I'm going for a swim. Come in.
For the place.
It seems that I have no choice. In a fortune, as you roll along, I stick around. Furthermore, in the country, I will lay my burden down.
I lie around. I lie around.
And that was Wings with I Lie Around, which is the B-side of the... Let me just check. I don't even remember if I've got this right. I think it's the B-side of the... Yes, the Live and Let Die single released in 1973. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. And we're in 1973 again. This is the third installment of the 1973 Beatles radio experience. And so everything we heard so far was from 1973. And let's see, we started out with Nowhere Man. Now, of course, you know Nowhere Man was released in, I don't know, 65 or 66, something like that. But in 1973, Capitol released two double albums, one called 1962 to 1966 and the other called 1967 to 1970. And it was, you know, a collection of best loved Beatles songs, whatever you want to say. They're all pretty marketable anyway. And so we heard that was from the 1962 to 1966 album. Of course, we know them as the Red and the Blue albums. And we carried on then with Meat City from John Lennon's 1973 release Mind Games. And again, finished with I Lie Around from the 45 by the Wings, Live and Let Die. That was the B-side. So we have a trivia question, as usual. And if you know the answer, or if you think you know the answer, and you'd like to call, the number is 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And here's the question. When Paul McCartney and Denny Lane and Linda ran off to Lagos, Nigeria in 1973 to record what became the Band on the Run album, they went to various studios. They started out with an EMI studio, and that's kind of why they selected Lagos, because they were just looking to get away from London, and they obviously were EMI recording artists. So so one of the places that they also did some recording at was Ginger Baker's place. He has a studio down in that same, or had a studio at that time in the same general area of Lagos, Nigeria. And as it turns out, Ginger Baker contributed some percussion to one of the songs on the Band on the Run album. It's not credited on the album, I don't think, unless there's some copy out there I'm not aware of. So the question is, which Band on the Run song did Ginger Baker contribute percussion to? If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. First caller will win a gift certificate. First caller with the correct answer will win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. So now we'll carry on from with something from the Ringo album.
My dog.
And that was Queen from their debut album released in 1973 called Queen. And we heard Keep Yourself Alive. And we started that set off with Oh My My from Ringo's 73 release called Simply Ringo. And this is 91.9 WNTI public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we're in 1973 mode tonight. So everything you'll hear was released in 1973, including some older Beatles songs released in the 60s, but that were re-released in 1973. And we, by the way, just want to mention before we take a short break and come back with some more music that we do not have a correct answer to the trivia question yet. So you're still eligible to win the gift certificate to Andre's if you like. Call 908-852-4545. And the question was, what Band on the Run song did Ginger Baker contribute percussion to? I think you have a choice of about 12 songs, so you can even guess, I guess, but or you can check Google or something. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with some more Beatles music and other things released in 1973.
Hi, this is KDO, host of KDO Radio. Tune in Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight for a great mix of alternative, including indie, ska, and punk. So join me Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. Open Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at noon, the Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly. Coming to the Stanhope House on Saturday, June 1st, Stone Cold Fever. More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777.
Centenary Stage Company is jamming in July with laughs, toe tappers, and musical drama. Hello, this is Carl Walnow inviting you to fun for the whole family events at the Lackland Center. We'll start things off on July 13th with an evening with Groucho. Frank Ferrante will bring that legendary comedian to life with a 90-minute show full of hilarity. Then on July 20th, we head back to the 60s with The Masters of Motown, featuring all your favorites from the Motor City.
Get ready,
then on July 27th, we head back even farther with the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. You may have heard their music at Disney's Main Street, USA. On August 2nd, the New Jersey Youth Theater brings their production of West Side Story to the Centenary Stage, featuring those legendary songs such as Tonight and Maria. For ticket information, go to centenarystageco.org or call 908-979-0900. Don't miss a summer of fun with Jammin' in July at Centenary's Lackland Center.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives.
Story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of the playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can see and feel. Somebody like me got me hypnotized. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina. Strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like dreams. They got me hypnotized. That's right. Where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. 'Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. When your body has nothing, you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream.
and so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with Lady.
Freeway
The Beatles with Drive My Car from Rubber Soul. And we started that set off way back when with George Harrison from his Living in the Material World album, released in 1973, with Don't Let Me Wait Too Long. Carried on then with Hypnotized from the Fleetwood Mac album, Mystery to Me. That was the Bob Welch era. I believe that was the first album that Bob Welch appeared on, and he handled the guitars for a couple of albums way before Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham kind of took them off into the stratosphere and became the lineup that we know the best. But that was Bob Welch playing Hypnotized. And then we heard Tom Waits with Old 55. That was his debut album called Closing Time, released in 1973. And again, ended with Drive My Car from the Beatles' Rubber Soul. Why did we play that when it's 1973 tonight? Well, it's because that was re-released on as part of the those two double albums, 62 to 66 and 67 to 70. So the Beatles were all over the radio in that year and every year after that, really. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And again, we're in 1973 radio mode. And we're going to take a short break and carry on with some more music. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to give away the answer to the trivia question.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and this week I'm inviting you to visit E-Town. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Ari Hest, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Red Mill Museum of Clinton, New Jersey. The Red Mill is a state and natural historical site that offers special events throughout the year. The Red Mill Museum is located on Main Street in Clinton. More information available by phone, 908-735-4101. That's 908-735-4101. Or online at theredmill.org.
The public radio player from PRX is the only way to listen to WNTI in your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, anywhere at any time. You can look at WNTI's upcoming schedule of programs, view updates from WNTI's Twitter account, and the best part, you can donate to WNTI safely and securely through the app. Visit WNTI.org for more information on the public radio player.
Missing me, the kitchen. Shores of time, of oceans, mountains deep,
And that was Renaissance with Carpet of the Sun from their album Ashes Are Burning. And we started that set off with Jackson Browne from his second album released in 1973, For Every Man. We heard Redneck Friend. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern. And we have an answer to the trivia question. The question had to do with the recording of Band on the Run. As we said before, McCartney, Linda and Paul, and Denny Lane hightailed it over to Lagos, Nigeria, because they wanted to get out of London. They wanted a fresh place, and they wanted to use an EMI studio. So they basically went to, you know, the executives at EMI and found out that there was a studio in Lagos. Well, it turned out to be sort of a disaster on a number of reasons. The studio was, you know, had left a lot to be desired. Paul McCartney was robbed at knife point, a whole mess of things. And then he got really sick, thought he was having a heart attack and he was going to die. It was a pretty traumatic time for him. But they made a great record despite all the problems. And not only did they record at the EMI studio in Lagos, but they spent some time with Ginger Baker. He had his own studio at his house at that time. And he contributed percussion to one of the songs on Band on the Run. So the question was, what song did Ginger Baker contribute percussion to on the Band on the Run album? And John from Hackettstown knew that it was Picasso's Last Words, Drink to Me. So let's listen to that.
A grand old painter died last night. His painting's on the wall. Before he went, he bade us well and said good night to us all. You know I can't drink anymore. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting ready for bed. It came without a warning, but I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for you there. So drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore.
Notre service d'aide touristique est à votre entière disposition. Vous savez, nous envoyons gratuitement une série de guides, une liste d'adresses très utile.
Thank you. organisations spécialisées dans les séjours au pair, comme en tant que payant, des guides pour tourisme automobile avec une traduction du code de la route en anglais, en français, des listes des...
Your love and nothing more, and that is.
That was George Harrison with That Is All from Living in the Material World, and that is all for tonight. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. Oops. And let's see. And before that, we heard Picasso's last words, Drink to Me, from the Wings album, Band on the Run. And we're going to go out with a little music. Let's see. What do we have queued up here? We're going to go out with a little John McLaughlin. Play that in the background while I'm talking to you. So next week we'll have part four of the 1973 Beatles radio experience. In the meantime, this has been The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and it's been my pleasure to entertain you with Beatles solo and as a group and everything else released in that year. Have a good night.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from our members and the Sherman Theater, presenting the 5th Annual Pocono Raceway Festival, Saturday, June 8th on Main Street in downtown Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. The headliner will be Southern rock band Dickie Betts and Great Southern. More information available at theshermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-